From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his fifth message in this series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Often referred to as Faith's Hall of Fame, this chapter memorializes many Old Testament characters whose lives and actions epitomize the true nature of faith in God. The third of these individuals listed is Noah, the Ark Builder. The human race of that time had corrupted itself so thoroughly that God decided to destroy all flesh. Yet the Bible testifies that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God commanded him to build an ark to save his family and representative animals from the approaching flood. And Noah obeyed, never having seen a drop of rain. We'll see that Noah's faith was characterized by belief in the gospel, by obedience to the gospel, and by allegiance to it. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called The Faith That Stands Secure in the Judgment. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. The text for this morning is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We go to Christ for forgiveness, and then too often look to the law for power to fight our sins. Paul thus rebukes us. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Take your sins to Christ's cross, for the old man can only be crucified there. We are crucified with him. The only weapon to fight sin with is the spear which pierced the side of Jesus. To give an illustration, you want to overcome an angry temper. How do you go to work? It is very possible you have never tried the right way of going to Jesus with it. How did I get salvation? I came to Jesus just as I was, and I trusted Him to save me. I must kill my angry temper in the same way. It is the only way in which I ever can kill it. I must go to the cross with it, and say to Jesus, Lord, I trust Thee to deliver me from it. This is the only way to give it a death blow. Are you covetous? Do you feel the world entangle you? You may struggle against this evil so long as you please, but if it be your besetting sin, you will never be delivered from it in any way but by the blood of Jesus. Take it to Christ. Tell Him, Lord, I have trusted Thee, and Thy name is Jesus, for Thou dost save Thy people from their sins. Lord, this is one of my sins. Save me from it. Ordinances are nothing without Christ as a means of mortification. Your prayers and your repentances and your tears, the whole of them put together, are worth nothing apart from Him. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good, or helpless saints either. You must be conquerors through Him who hath loved you, if conquerors at all. Our laurels must grow among His olives in Gethsemane.
Weary and troubled, so are you weary and troubled?
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
It's interesting in the history of great preaching and great revivals that under the ministry of the Word and such power, people were brought under such conviction of sin that even when they were crying for mercy, they cried, "O God, Thou art righteous, and if Thou wilt damn this ill-deserving soul in hell, from hell's depths, I will still confess, Thou art righteous." That, my friend, is the very first thing that marks a faith that will stand secure. It believes the gospel in what it says about sin. And it also, of course, then believes the gospel in what it says about salvation. It has confidence in its truth, not only to convict it of its sin, but to convince of the reality of God's provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you merely believed in the reality of your sin and of the judgment of God, that would not be faith. Faith will do that, but faith never stops there. Faith never stops while it leaves the soul in despair. Faith will always conduct you to Christ. Faith will always lay hold of the Savior. It will get under the ark. It will get under the pitch. I pointed out when I was preaching on Noah some time back that the pitch is, as far as the word goes, very closely identified with the Hebrew word atonement. And certainly you get under the atonement. Faith will never leave a man until he flees to Christ, gets under the blood, and pleads only the atoning merits of his once-for-all sacrifice. It has confidence in Christ. It believes the gospel. It has confidence in the truth. Not only has it confidence in the truth, but it is marked by obedience to the truth of the gospel. Now here's a very, very simple touchstone as to whether faith exists or whether it doesn't. A faith that does not produce obedience is not faith. You remember Paul spoke of the obedience of faith. And he uses that as a little phrase that would indicate that faith is always marked by obedience. The obedience of faith. That's not to say that there's an obedience that is not a faith. There is no obedience where there's no faith. But there's no faith where there's no obedience. Those two things go together. Now, it's important that you keep them together. If you try to have obedience and strive for obedience to God, to his word, to his law, etc., and simply say, "I'm going to obey," you'll end up in a religion of legalism that is seeking to establish a righteousness and an acceptance with God because you are obeying. What's more, you will make the mistake that even some Bible believers make, and that is of screwing up your courage and your determination and trying to work up an obedience that will give you some peace of heart and some peace of mind, some assurance. You can't do that. Obedience is always the result of believing. If you believe right, then you can live right. If you have your faith in Christ, and if faith trains its vision upon the Savior, then the Savior will create within you the motive power to obey. That's always how it works. Faith works. That's the teaching of the New Testament, as much Paul as James, mind you. That's the teaching of the Bible. Faith works. So the obedience must always be by faith. But remember, there are others, and James deals with these people, who crow about their faith. Oh, they're saved by faith. They don't need to worry about works anymore. And the very fact that there are no works indicates that there is no faith. The reformers were often, and I'll give an example of this tonight in dealing with the Scottish Reformation, but the reformers were often charged with heresy by popes and priests and bishops because they said, and this was their statement of faith in the matter, good works do not make a man good, but a good man makes good works. And there's the essence of the Reformed view of faith. You cannot produce good works in order to be good. But if God by grace has made you good, just, righteous, or saved, whichever word you want, then such a person will do good. He cannot do anything else. The tree bears fruit according to its root. You don't go to a thistle and expect to get plums or pears or figs or grapes. Not even a Welshman would do that, and the thistle's their national emblem. Even they have enough knowledge to know. I say even the Welsh, that doesn't sound good, but they know that you'll not get fruit from a thistle. I say even the Welsh because anybody that would take a British thistle as something to hold up as a mark of national pride and beauty. I don't know. The Irish are stupid with their shamrock, but I think the thistle is worse. Sorry, Charlie. But anyway, you can't do that. If you want grapes, you go to a vine. If you want figs, you go to a fig tree. If you want good works, you go to a man who has faith in Christ. That's the simple truth. The obedience of faith. What is the obedience of faith then? It is living your life in the light of the gospel and its truth. It always starts by taking the gospel seriously. It always continues, especially by laying emphasis upon what God's gospel says about sin and judgment. It then always applies Christ to every situation, and it seeks to live that situation in the light of God's provided grace in Jesus Christ. That is the obedience of faith. Now, faith, believing the gospel, has confidence in its truth. It has obedience to its truth. And notice in our text that it's always marked by allegiance to its truth. You have this statement, by the which, and I take that as by his faith, he condemned the world. Now, what does that mean? Most people take the idea, well, by believing and going into the ark, by that very action, Noah condemned the people who in their unbelief stayed outside the ark. No doubt there's a measure of truth in that. But I don't really think that's what the Holy Ghost is saying. You see, Peter gives us, I think, the key to this. How did he describe Noah? He said he was a preacher of righteousness. And that's what condemned the world. Noah believed what God said, and Noah then took a public stand for what God said. That's what we're being told. Noah received this message, the end of all flesh has come. There's going to come a great flood, and Noah took a stand upon that, and he went out into the world, and he started to preach righteousness. He preached the judgment of God against sin. He condemned men for their sin. He held them over the awful abyss of God's wrath, and then he pointed them to the ark that he was building at God's command, and gave them the invitation to enter in and be saved. Noah by faith. believed what God had said. But for Noah, believing what God had said meant communicating what God had said, taking a public stand for that gospel. The Bible knows nothing of such belief in the gospel as does not create within you any witness to a lost world. The Bible knows nothing of a faith that turns in upon itself and can sit back while the world goes to hell unwarned, uncalled, unevangelized. A faith that is true faith believes the gospel of God by having confidence in its truth, by displaying obedience to its truth, and by standing in allegiance to its truth. That was not a popular message that Noah had to preach. In fact, to the world of Noah's day, it was a ludicrous message. He would have been the butt of every jest. He would have been mocked by every intellectual. And I say that deliberately, you kind of get the notion that the antediluvians must have been some sort of ape man. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it for a minute? You read the line of Cain. Where did the arts first find expression? In the line of Cain. Dr. Gingrich would be delighted to know the musicians first came from the line of Cain. Of course, the Lord can sanctify that as he did with David, so don't get too worried. But they had their arts. They had their sciences. They had their learning. And then there comes this man insulting their intelligence, telling them of a flood on an earth that had never seen a raindrop. Telling them of the judgment of God when, after all, they were actually, as we noted last week, they were actually busy in invoking the very name of God. What an insult. But Noah stood for the gospel that he believed in. I think we have got to stop here and take this very seriously. But I want to put it to you, and we as a church need to ponder it much. We can't say we believe the gospel unless we spread it abroad. Allegiance demands that we stand to get that gospel proclaimed. It doesn't matter if one person or 1 million persons come to Christ through our preaching. That's not our responsibility. That's up to God to save. I can't save anybody. I can't cause conviction in anybody. But I can seek to proclaim the gospel. I can stand in allegiance to the truth of the gospel. And whatever results the Lord gives, let him give those results. But we are called to preach. We're called to get moving if we believe the gospel. So the first thing that this secure faith does is it believes the gospel of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.